I'm Mike Eppel. This past week saw Bitcoin climb more than $5,000, but the cryptocurrency is set for another stage in its evolution with the start of a futures contract trading on a mainline market. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange is starting a Bitcoin futures where traders can bet on or bet against the direction of this new asset class. Kirk Cooper is the chief investment officer of Evolve Funds, explaining how this could change perceptions.
It helps legitimize the cryptocurrency Bitcoin market. They're going to have, you know, listed derivatives, futures, on a regulated exchange. It's going to provide a risk management tool for people that prior did not have any ability to short the contract. And it's also going to expand the ability for people to participate. People are going to be able to buy or sell Bitcoin futures with no need for a digital wallet. So the other thing it will also offer is more price discovery. With more participants, there'll be better price discovery and more price transparency.
Now, with Bitcoin currently being traded on multiple platforms, the CME and the Chicago Board of Options Exchange will be calculating a daily average. And because it is such a new asset featuring big price swings within minutes, there will also be different rules for market participants in a Bitcoin futures contract.
They've set very high initial margin requirements. The CME has set a 35% margin rate. You must post 35% of the value of these contracts before you can trade them. The CBOE's initial margin requirement is 44%. In comparison to other futures, we're multiples larger than what is required to trade an S&P 500 future, for example. The second thing they have both done is set in limits to the amount that the price can move on these futures contracts. So if the contract moves more than 20% up or down from the previous settlement price, trading will be halted.
It's Kirk Cooper with Evolve ETFs. At the Business Center, I'm Mike Eppel.